Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. The wife of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has paid a $100 fee to resolve a citation she was issued following a multi-vehicle crash on a Little Rock Highway. Ms. Huckabee was cited September 20th for careless and prohibitive driving after state police say she lost control of her vehicle at the Interstate 30 interchange with Interstate 630 near downtown. The Democrat Gazette reports that District Judge Wayne Gruber on Thursday ruled that the ticket would not go on Huckabee's record if she had no other infractions for 6 months. A lawyer for Ms. Huckabee denied that his client lost control of her vehicle, but the origin of the accident wasn't discussed in court. Prosecutors did not object to the ruling. A woman who threw herself at the mercy of the court after being accused of abusing her son has been sentenced to 2 life terms for child abuse at Oklahoma City. Oklahoma County District Judge Lisa Davis imposed the sentence Thursday on LaRonda Marie McCall. McCall's friend, Steve V. Hamilton, was sentenced to life plus 20 years. Prosecutors said the boy was choked, starved, stabbed, tied up, and set afire, and that he was once covered with a sugar water solution and left outside so bugs would bite him. He never went to school. The victim sat in the jury box during Thursday's sentencing hearing, weeping at times. Mountain View School's athletic director Brent Howard said this morning that the Mountain View Yellville Summit games scheduled for tonight at Yellville have been postponed until a later date. Howard said both schools are looking at a possible makeup date of February 2nd. Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the department has been informed by Lyon College security that they discovered break-ins of 6 vehicles on the Lyon campus. Deputy Jesse Wilson said windows were busted out and items stolen from inside the cars. The sheriff said he has assigned his criminal investigative unit to the case. The sheriff's department also reports a 16-foot tandem utility trailer was stolen from Jason Ramsey's property on Gap Road, the trailer valued at $2,500. And Richard B. Hurst, who lives near Pleasant Plains, told police someone broke into his shop building and stole a power generator, cordless drill with charger, and a set of wrenches, all valued at over $450. And contrary to what they said this morning, there will be live thoroughbred racing at Oaklawn Park today after the track lost another day to the weather on Thursday. Racing was canceled yesterday so officials could protect the track from the latest blast of snow and freezing temperatures. Post time this afternoon is 1:30. And Arkansas's top highway official says that a half-cent sales tax could finance a $1.8 billion bond program to help the state's roads. Dan Flowers made those comments yesterday to the House Public Transportation Committee. He said that Arkansas has $23 billion in highway needs over the next 10 years, but only about $4 billion in funding. And that brings you right up to date.